paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze.
WMFO Medford 91.5 on FM.
I've got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, not fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing, say, I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Swing with me. Now set your tempo. Don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go for it. Everybody swing with me. I have trumpet and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, ho, ho. Won't you swing with me?
Time again, time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going to be a hit.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
I want to take you home. My grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the Little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time he would, every time the girl would ask him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "I bet I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make your eyes so red?" "The bet I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, he, and then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" Say, "He howl." He said, you know, and so I got afraid of this wolf, you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she said, so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad, and they called me wolf. And I gets mad about this. So they just kept on calling me wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me panther if they wanted, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you get mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean. I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
trying to make you satisfied. What's the trouble now with you, Wolf? Well, a woman who took my money and took my home, and oh, the wolf gonna
American nightmare.
is no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
To the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We're celebrating Black History Month and mixing up music from our featured artists, Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow, with other black musicians. We kicked off the set with Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers and Gimme Back My Wig. He's got such a nasty sounding guitar on that track, and it works so perfectly well. Hound Dog Taylor was born in Mississippi in 1915, and he had six fingers on each hand. He played pretty cheap Japanese Taisko guitars. But if there's one thing I've learned about guitars, is you don't need to spend a lot of money to have a great one. Some of my personal favorite guitars cost me less than $100, plus a bunch of labor of love to set things up. Next up, the Greek composer and musician Vangelis provided us with a bed for an outstanding piece of oratory by Martin Luther King Jr. That was the I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix of La Infant. Hank Fonce then provided our station ID, followed by Valida Snow, hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. Jimi Hendrix and his experience, followed with Foxy Lady. That version was from the BBC Sessions set box. Then we heard Howlin' Wolf talking a bit more about his life, followed by him singing, I'm the Wolf. And then we concluded with the Plastic Sushi Malcolm X remix with Fatboy Slim's remix of the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji's epic percussion piece, Jingo Lo Ba. Over the years, there are three thoughts that I've tried to communicate in these Tears of the Gods sound collages. One is that the summit of Mount Everest, the highest location on the planet, is actually made of marine limestone. It used to be at the bottom of an ocean before geologic forces slowly but very surely pushed it up to the top of the earth. The second, which I hope you're getting a better handle on through this episode, is that the roots of rock and roll, hard rock and heavy metal, and music that's derived from those forms, like punk, has its origins in the black American blues musicians. That's where it came from. Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, and the rest of them. And then the third point is that Kraftwerk are the German godfathers of hip-hop, as well as being profoundly influential on so many other musicians. musicians. Backing me up right now is Junior Wells' Chicago Blues Band with Buddy Guy. This is a song called Chitlin' Con Carne. We got one last set for you, and it's going to include tracks from each of our featured artists. One of them is a jam recorded at the Record Plant Studios, March 25th, 1969. It's called Jimmy Jimmy Jam, with Jimi Hendrix on the left center guitar, Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express on the right side guitar, Mitch Mitchell on drums, and Roland Robinson on bass. It's from the controversial posthumous album, Message from Nine to the Universe. Then Howlin' Wolf is gonna play for us a song called Wang Dang Doodle. And we'll also hear a sound collage remix of the last speech given by Martin Luther King Jr. the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, on April 4th, 1968. But first, we're gonna start off with one last song for you from The Light of Snow here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what, scheme of what, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby, till that lucky day. You know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. What is that?
Thank you.
Fanny. Too fast talking Fanny. We gon' pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and chomp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight the daylight. We gon' pitch a wang wang doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. Tell Cooter a crawling red. Tell Albert a senior Ned. To tell old Pistol Pete. Everybody gon' meet. Tonight we need no rest. We really gonna throw a mess. We gonna break out all the windows. Gonna kick down all the doors. We gon' pitch a wang wang doodle all night long. 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 Sound that anybody gon' jam. Tell Shaggy and Boxcar Joe, we got sawdust on the floor. Tell Piggy and Kelly and Die, who going to have a time. When the fish ain't fill the air, I be snuff juice everywhere. We gon' pitch a bang bang all night long.
And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Come on.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. And we've been celebrating Black History Month. We began that set with a track each from our featured artists. First up was Valida Snow, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And then Jimi Hendrix, joined by a bunch of other musicians in a jam recorded at the Record Plant on March 25th, 1969. That was called Jimmy Jimmy Jam. And then, about as fun a song name as they come, that was Wang Dang Doodle by Howlin' Wolf. Next up, we heard a sound collage remix of the last speech given by Martin Luther King Jr. the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. And I layered that on top of Axel F's theme from the Beverly Hills Cop movie. Then we heard from Lightnin' Hopkins and Let's Move. Then we heard T-Model Ford and Gravel Road, How Many More Years, a song originally written and recorded by Howlin' Wolf. Next up was Elmore James, Rollin' and Tumblin'. And we finished off that set with Howlin' Wolf once more, The Wolf Is at Your Door. Closing us out right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra. This piece is called Somewhere Else, Part 1, from the album Somewhere Else. Thanks so much for listening to this sound collage. I expect to be back again next week. Meanwhile, don't touch that dial. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with his great mix of music from the 1980s for you. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, community, and yes, even sometimes educational radio.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is